Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing part two of my player spotlight on the late Bill Walton. We'll cover the rest of his pro career, and then also we'll talk about his commentating, which he had a full career with that as well. So we'll talk about all of it, accolades, what others are saying. You know how I do. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of our player spotlight on the late Bill Walton, who we lost last week. So I wanted to do this player spotlight, just chronicle his illustrious career. He was a giant not only on the court, but off it as well. Great humanitarian. Of course, he did commentating as well, color analyst work, and we'll get into all of that. So let us begin where we ended at. He had won his championship with the Portland Trail Blazers in his third season. And oh, by the way, that team was the youngest team to ever win a NBA championship. So bit of historic Bill's run and that team's run there. So we enter into his fourth season, and the team gets off to a blazing start, guys. They actually start at 50-10. But with that happening, then Bill suffers a broken foot, unfortunately. So they did end up finishing first at 58-24. Bill only played in 58 games. He averaged nearly 19 points per game, over 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 2.5 blocks, and a steal, shooting it over 52% from the field, 72% from the free throw line. He made a second All-Star team. He actually played in the All-Star game. He was first team All-NBA, first team All-Defense, and he wins his first and only MVP award, MVP of the entire NBA, guys. So he sustains the foot injury, and then they go into the first round of the playoffs playing the Seattle Supersonics. And in order for Bill to play in that series, he was given an injection of a painkiller in his foot to play, which Bill wasn't thrilled about. He would play in that series. He wasn't all that effective. He didn't play all that many games, only 13.5 points per game, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, a block and a half, a steal and a half per game. Shooting at over 61% from the field and over 71% from the free throw line. And then after that, so they get knocked out in the first round by the Seattle Supersonics 4-2. And then after that series in the offseason, Bill tells the Portland management that he wants to be traded. He no longer trusts the medical team or the management there in terms of his long-term health. In fact, he actually sat out the 1978-79 season while rehabbing his foot. And he would later sue the team doctors for negligence over, you know, his care. So basically, in that series, that was the last time you saw Bill play in a Portland Trail Blazers uniform. He became a free agent, and then he ends up signing with the San Diego Clippers. They were in San Diego at that moment. So he signs with them a 7-year, $7 million contract, which was big money back then, guys. You got to remember that. This was like 89, 80 season. So, yeah, so that's what we're talking about, guys. So they end up doing a he became a free agent, but he actually got traded there, oddly enough. Portland got in return Kermit Washington. They also got Kevin Kurnert in a first round 1980 draft pick, which turned out to be Mike Jaminski, a pretty good pro Mike Jaminski was. So his first season, that 1979-80 season, he only played in 14 games, guys, because he refractured the foot that he was rehabbing. He refractured it. So he ends up finishing with 14 points per, well, less than 14 points per game, 9 rebounds, 2.4 assists, 2.7 blocks. So Bill would undergo a series of surgeries to correct it, forcing him to miss 2 more seasons due to the myriad of injuries he sustained. So we fast forward to 1982-83. He was told by his doctors that he can only play a game per week. So he ends up in that season playing only 33 games. He ends up playing in that season, averaging over 14 points per game, nearly 10 rebounds, 3.6 assists, 3.6 blocks per game, and a steal per game. Shooting it from the field, almost 53%. And just 55.6 from the free throw line. Then in 1983-84, just 55 games, guys, averaging over 12 points per game, 8.7 rebounds, over 3 assists, and 1.6 blocks. Shooting it from the field, 55.6%. From the free throw line, nearly 60%. Then we get into 1984-85. Mind you, all these years, guys, with the San Diego Clippers, no playoffs. Then in 1984-85, the team now moves to LA. Now they're the LA Clippers now. And Bill would appear in a career high of 67 games, guys, averaging just above 10 points per game, 9 rebounds, 2.3 assists, and over 2 blocks per game. Shooting it from the field, over 52%. Free throw line, much better, 68%, guys. But like I said, during his tenure with the Clippers, those teams never made the playoffs. So not good for Bill. But again, he's dealing with a conglomerate of injuries, guys. So he goes to the owner at the time, Donald Sterling, and convinces him to trade him in what would be his last year of his 7-year contract. So the only stipulation was that the owner, Donald Sterling, said, "Bill, if I trade you, you have this deferred money that I owe you. You got to leave that on the table, and then I'll make the trade for you." So Bill, betting on himself, left the deferred money behind and got traded. His choice of teams was between the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers, they balked at the idea of trading for Bill because they were concerned about his injury history. So the GM at the time, Jerry West, said, maybe not. So he was worried about, you know, Bill being healthy enough to contribute to the team. Whereas Boston, Red Auerbach, actually, at the time, Bill had called Red Auerbach to see if they could swing a deal to bring him in. And oddly enough, at the time he made the call to Red Auerbach, Larry Bird was in the office. You know, Larry Bird, legend in Boston. And Larry Bird said, by all means, bring this guy in. Larry Bird, he knew about Bill Walton's exploits at UCLA. He saw what he did in Portland, and he figured this is a guy with a pretty high basketball IQ. He would be perfect for the Boston Celtics. So Red was pretty much convinced of bringing him in, and he did so. So Bill gets dealt to the Boston Celtics for Cedric Cornbread Maxwell in a 1986 first-round pick that turned out to be Arvydas Sabonis, the father of Domantas Sabonis. But actually at this time, he doesn't enter the NBA as of yet. So Bill Walton joins the likes of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish. Now, Bill, upon coming to Boston, he met with Robert Parrish to let him know he's only there to support him. He's not there to take his job. He's just there to be a support to him, which Robert Parrish revealed in when he was interviewed. He revealed that Bill came to him, which he respected and he appreciated, and he pretty much had no problems with bringing Walton in. So Walton, in his first game, a preseason game at Boston Garden, he gets a standing ovation, guys. So Bill Walton in Boston, a match made in heaven. So he joins them for the 1985-86 season. And in that season, Boston has a season for the ages, guys. 67 wins, 15 losses. First overall in the NBA. And Bill actually appeared in 80 games that season, guys. That is a career high for him. He only played 19 minutes, though, guys. A little over 19 minutes, averaging 7.6 points per game, 6.8 rebounds, so nearly 7, over 2 assists per game, and 1.3 blocks. Shooting it from the field, 56% from the free throw line. Another high for him, 71.3% from the free throw line for Bill. Boston would go on to the playoffs. They would defeat the Chicago Bulls in a 3-game sweep. And that's the series where Jordan goes crazy in that one game. And still they lost. And then in the next round, they would beat the Atlanta Hawks 4-1. Then in the conference finals, they faced the Milwaukee Bucks, sweep them 4-0. And then in the finals, they would meet up with the Houston Rockets, who at the time had Akeem Olajuwon on there. Ralph Sampson was on the team. And they end up beating them 4-2. In that series, Bill Walton averaged 8 points per game, 6.7 rebounds, and over two blocks. For the season, guys, he ends up winning Sixth Man of the Year. He gets the Sixth Man of the Year award, making him the only player, guys, to win league MVP, finals MVP, and Sixth Man of the Year. That's what Bill Walton did. Oh, by the way, when he won his championship and his brother went on to the NFL and actually played in the Super Bowl, they are the only brother tandem to appear in a Super Bowl game and in a NBA championship. Thus, with Bill winning the NBA championship. The only brother duo to do that. So, once again, Bill's on top of the world, helping the Boston Celtics win their championship. The following season, 1986-87, Bill only plays in 10 games, guys. Of course, the injuries came creeping back and limited him. And also, guys, because he was there on the bench there, I believe in the playoffs, and the crowd was chanting for him, Bill, Bill, you know, Bill. And he was thinking about going in there and playing. But Dennis Johnson, who was actually there when he sustained the debilitating injury that he went through in that playoff series, back when he was in Portland and they were playing the Supersonics. Dennis Johnson was playing for the Supersonics at the time. So he saw Bill and he told Bill, he said, Bill, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let the crowd here enchant you into getting out on that floor when you're not healthy. And he took that to heart, and it was tough on Bill not being able to help the team, because you know he's all about team. So he would miss the entire 1987-88 season. He tried to come back in February of 1990, but to no avail. So Bill Walton ends up retiring from playing the game of basketball. So Bill retires from the game. Now, him being a retired player now, what is there for Bill to do? In a chance meeting with broadcaster Ralph Lawler, it was Ralph who suggested to Bill, hey, you should become a broadcaster. Now, remember, guys, Bill Walton was a longtime stutterer. He didn't really get over that until his late 20s. But still, he still had the condition. It was under the tutelage of play-by-play announcer Marty Glickman, longtime announcer who's done play-by-play for many teams. He helped him hone his skills as far as controlling his stuttering and get him ready to be in front of a microphone doing analyst work. And he basically, one of the things he told him was to slow down his brain so that he can articulate what he needs to say, and which really helped him. So from there, Bill started out doing CBA games. That was the Continental Basketball Association, which was kind of a farm system, if you will, for the NBA, just a tier below. So he would do those games for free, guys. He would do it for free. And then he would move on to doing actual analyst work in the NBA, working with Ralph Lawler, who was doing the LA Clipper games at the time. So that's how Bill got his start. Then he moved on to TV, working for CBS, doing pro and college basketball before going to NBC, working for the NBA there, and then doing the LA Clippers games on TV now, which he did for 13 years. And at NBC, that's where they formed the team of play-by-play man Tom Hammond and another analyst and a former teammate of Bill Walton's, Steve Snapper Jones. And guys, when you think of the booth, think about this team being like the Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson. This was the predecessor to those guys, where they have the banter back and forth between Van Gundy and Jackson. Van Gundy was like the Walton in that booth, and Mark Jackson was like the Steve Snapper Jones in the booth. And then, of course, Tom Hamm was like Mike Breen. So those guys were the predecessors for that because they went at it, Bill and Steve Snapper Jones did. Those guys, and it was entertaining. It was entertaining. And Bill, the king of hyperbole, he could come in there saying that Greg Ostertag is the best center in fact, it was when the Bulls played the Utah Jazz in the finals, where he said Greg Ostertag was the best center in the series, to which he wasn't that far out of it by saying that, because Greg Ostertag, he was a guy who was, you know, solid, much better than the centers that the Bulls had to offer up, but what can you do? Anyhow, so he and those guys worked together for a long time. Then he started working for ABC and ESPN starting in 2002, going all the way to 2009. Actually, in 2009, that's when Bill started to experience back problems. And it was so severe that he couldn't even get out of bed. And he had to miss covering a game. So much so, ESPN, you know what they did? We understand you're going through problems, Bill, you know, health-wise, but we got to let you go. So they let him go in 2009. So Bill now out there, no job, in this pain, I got to do something. His pain was so debilitating, guys. So what happens? Friend of his and former colleague, Jim Gray, goes and finds him a spine, because he needed spinal fusion surgery. Found him the best spinal fusion doctor there is at the time. And that was Dr. Steve Carfin, who did the surgery on Bill. What they did was they took all the unnecessary stuff out of his back. He put in 2 titanium rods and 2 4-inch steel bolts in his back to give him support. That just sounds painful, guys. But this is what Bill went through. So, of course, there was a time where, you know, he had to recover and so forth. He returned to the analyst business as a part-timer in 2010. That's when he started to feel some relief with his back. And then he was back full-time in 2012 doing Pac-12 games. Pac-12, he considered that the League of Champions for ESPN. And then now he hooks up with a play-by-play man by the name of Dave Patch, who he ends up having a long-term relationship up until this year, 2024. Bill would go on to win awards as far as his work, analyst work, Emmy for Best Live Sports Television Broadcast in 2001. And then he won the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Association Award called the COSIDA. Oh, I'm sorry. The Southern California Sports Broadcasters Association Award. He won that 7 times, guys. And then the COSIDA, that's the College Sports Information Directors of America, Dick Emberg Award. He won that in 2018, guys. Bill was a longtime vegetarian. I think I had mentioned that in the previous podcast, the previous episode. He practiced meditation as well, guys. I talk about him being a cyclist. He's a longtime cyclist. And I spoke about him being a big time fan of the Grateful Dead. He saw nearly 1,000 shows of the Grateful Dead. He's also a fan of Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Phish, guys who usually close out at Madison Square Garden at the end of the year, and the Allman Brothers. In fact, the Dead and Company band actually did a video tribute for Bill Walton just recently because they're doing a residency at the Spear in Las Vegas, and they did a tribute to Bill Walton there. And yes, yeah, so Bill also has appeared in movies and doing cameos like Celtic Pride, Semi-Pro, Little Nicky, Forget Paris, and he was even in Ghostbusters. I don't even remember it, but I guess I gotta go back to the original Ghostbusters and try to find that. He also appeared in a Katy Perry video, guys, with forming a fictional broadcast team with Rich Eisen of the NFL Network. I'll talk about Rich Eisen in a minute. And also, he had his own reality show called Bill Walton's Long Strange Trip. So, Bill, a gregarious character in the game of basketball, not only on the court, but off it as well, doing the commentary and so forth. And a longtime contributor to ESPN radio shows all up and down the dial. And unfortunately, guys, he passed away on Monday, May 27th, from colorectal cancer. And a lot of people were saying they even know he had this cancer, because that's the way Bill was. He wanted to show you he's full of life, he's full of energy, and he didn't want anybody feeling sorry for him. That's the way Bill Walton was. So he passes away at his home in San Diego, surrounded by family. He passes away at the age of 71, guys. He is survived by his longtime wife, Lori, his wife of 32 years, and his sons, Luke Walton, who, oh, by the way, guys, he was named after who Bill considers his best teammate ever, Maurice Lucas. He considered him his best teammate and the best player he's played with, Larry Bird. That's what he says. So Luke, Nathan, Chris, and Adam. Oh, by the way, all of them played basketball competitively at some capacity in their lives, following the footsteps of their dad, Bill. So with that said, that is the Bill story there. We'll get to his accolades, what Bill has said, and what others are saying about him, and some other tributes and so forth. So, the accolades, guys. Like I said, Bill won an Emmy. He won another Emmy. This is a different one, guys. He won this one for an environmental documentary that he did in the Philippines. And this was in 1979 that he won the Emmy for that. He was inducted into the U.S., into the UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame in 1984, and that was the inaugural class. His jersey was retired by the Portland Trail Blazers in 1989, and then UCLA the following year in 1990. He was inducted into the Brett Bart Hall of Fame by the San Diego Hall of Champions, and also in 1990. He won the MBPA Oscar Robertson Leadership Award in 1991. He was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame and the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame in 1993. Inducted into the Verizon Academic All-American Hall of Fame in 1994. Inducted into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame in 1997. And then in the, I even know this was a thing, the Grateful Dead Hall of Honor in 2001. And that's it, as an inaugural inductee, guys. He received an NBA Retired Players Association Humanitarian Award in 2002. And inducted in, excuse me. Inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame in 2006. He was named a top 10 pundit in America by Forbes magazine in 2007. He was named among the top 10 business athletes representatives by TSE Sports and Entertainment Group in 2007 as well. He was named among the top 50 sportscasters of all time by American Sportscasters Association in 2009. He was inducted into the California Sports Hall of Fame 2010. They made a bronze statue of him at San Diego's Ski Beach Park. In 2016, he was inducted into the Boys and Girls Club of America Alumni Hall of Fame in 2017. They named a gymnasium in his honor at the Boys and Girls Club inside Brady Family Clubhouse. And this is located in Santee, California. This was done in 2018. He was named the Naismith Outstanding Contributor to Men's Basketball Award. Well, he won that in 2024. And also C. Vivian Stringer, longtime coach, she won it also, but for women's basketball, she won the award. And then in 2021, he was named to the NBA Top 75. But previously, in 1996, he was named to the NBA Top 50. So those are the accolades for Bill Walton. Some of Bill Walton's sayings: shine the light, be the light. It's okay to disagree, but don't be disagreeable. And then he recalled a conversation that was had when he was at the Top 50. And, you know, he's amongst all these legends of the game. And he overheard an argument between Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan, who was arguing who's the GOAT, who's the greatest of all time. Wilt ends the disagreement by saying this: they changed the rules to make things easier for you, whereas they changed the rules to make things harder for me. Which is very true. They took away dunking and all kind of other stuff to kind of Wilt Chamberlain's less of a threat. Let's put it that way. And Jordan had nothing to say after that. So take with that what you will. All right. So with that said, what others say about him, I'll just do a few of these and then I'll touch on some other stuff and then we'll be done, guys. Now, this is from Michael Kidd Gilchrist about Bill stuttering. He was great for me to, it was great for me to witness him. A pillar of the stuttering community. Michael Kidd Gilchrist, he also suffers with stuttering as well. So he saw Bill Walton doing his thing. So he had a role model as far as that community goes. So that's what Michael Kidd Gilchrist said. Former player in the NBA. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now he has an article on Substack that you guys can read there. And then he also does about almost a 3-minute long video about the passing of Bill Walton. But here's just an excerpt of it. He had wanted to be more like me on the court, and I wanted to be more like him off the court. That's what Kareem said. That's part of what he said. But again, there's a 3-minute video. You can find it on YouTube. And then Kareem has a Substack where he has an article there about Bill Walton. My family and I love and appreciated your spirit. Rest in peace, Bill Walton, with a white heart emoji. And that's from current Boston Celtic, Jaylen Brown. And then here's another one. Bill Walton laughed at himself, cared deeply about people history ignored, and was one of the greatest athletes to walk the earth, a planet he both adored and transcended. Rest in peace, broken heart emoji. And this is from Pablo Torre of ESPN. Rest in peace to a true legend and a one-of-a-kind personality, Bill Walton. We know Bill's legacy will continue to shine on. And this is from the University of Arizona's men's basketball team. That's what they had to say. Bill Walton is legendary and was a great man. Rest in power, Bill. And that's from Gilbert Arenas, former NBA player. And actually, he told a story on his podcast about how Bill went to him and said, you need to have a good game because I'm going to hype you up, basically. So he told him ahead of time. And actually, Gilbert Arenas had he dropped a 50 burger on him. So, and let us continue. My favorite Bill Walton experience. He came to visit us at the Jump. Saw a framed photo we had on set of Bill Russell, his favorite player, and simply walked over, grabbed it, and took it home. The whole thing was absolutely delightful. What a force. He will be so missed. And this is from Rachel Nichols, who at the time was working for ESPN. Now she's does some work a few places. She has a podcast that she does with DeMarcus Cousins. And she also appears on like Undisputed and other places. So that's from Rachel Nichols. I'm sad today hearing that my comrade and one of the sport's most beloved champions and characters has passed. Bill Walton enjoyed life in every way. To compete against him and to work with him was a blessing in my life. Sorry for your loss, Walton family. We'll miss him too. Doc. And this is from Julius Irvin, who they played in that finals where Bill Walton and his team won over the Philadelphia 76ers. So there's that. Rest in peace. Rest in paradise, Big Red. And this is from LeBron James as he reposts a Portland Trailblazers tribute video that they did for Bill Walton. And then I have a few more here. Let's go to the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. This is what he had to say. Bill Walton was one of a kind. As a Hall of Fame player, he redefined the center position. His unique all-around skills made him a dominant force at UCLA and led to an NBA regular season and finals MVP, two NBA championships, and a spot on the NBA's 50th and 75th anniversary teams. Bill then translated his infectious enthusiasm and love for the game to broadcasting, where he delivered insightful and colorful commentary, which entertained generations of basketball fans. But what I will remember most about him was his zeal for life. He was a regular presence at league events, always upbeat, smiling ear to ear, and looking to share his wisdom and warmth. I treasure our close relationship, envied his boundless energy, and admired the time he took with every person he encountered. A cherished member of the NBA family for 50 years, Bill will be deeply missed by all those who came to know him and love him. Heartfelt condolences to Bill's wife, Lori, his sons, Adam, Nate, Luke, and Chris, and his many friends and colleagues. That's from Adam Silver. This is from John Mayer, musical artist. Bill Walton lived a life that the rest of us could only hope to achieve on our second or third go around. He had an eye towards the truly important stuff, the stuff we already know better than to lose sight of, but often do. One of Bill's great talents was to reorient you so as to stand beside him and see the light in life that he refused to break eye contact with. The climb to acceptance is steep in the Grateful Dead universe, and Bill gave me a huge lift up those stairs with his kindness, his encouragement, and his friendship. He will be deeply missed, but his approach to life will never be forgotten. I think it's pretty good advice that when times get tough, everything will be okay if you just pretend to be Bill Walton. Thank you, Bill. Heart emoji. And that's from John Mayer. This is from the Portland Trailblazers organization. Bill was a true legend, an extraordinary player, talented broadcaster, and vital part of the Blazers organization. His mastery of the game not only established him as one of the greatest centers in history, but also led the Blazers to a championship in 1977, where he earned NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. But Bill was so much more than basketball. He was larger than life. His upbeat and vibrant personality will forever be remembered and cherished. And he will be deeply missed by our organization, Rip City, and all who experienced him. Our love and condolences go to Bill's wife, Lori, and his sons, Adam, Nate, Luke, and Chris. And that is from the Trailblazers organization. And then the last one I'll read, this is from Irvin Magic Johnson. Rest in peace to a friend, two-time NBA champion, Hall of Famer, and one of the most skilled centers we've ever seen, Bill Walton. His NBA championship performance as a UCLA Bruin against Memphis is by far the most dominant NCAA championship performance ever. He shot 21 for 22 and had us all mesmerized. That's when I first fell in love with his basketball game. They talk about Jokic, Nikola Jokic, in the NBA now, being the most skilled center, but Bill was first. From shooting jump shots to making incredible passes, he was one of the smartest basketball players to ever live. Bill was a great ambassador for college basketball and the NBA, and he will be sorely missed. Cookie and I send our condolences and prayers to his wife, Lori, and kids, Luke, Nathan, Chris, and Adam, and all of his loved ones. Praying hands emoji. And that's from Magic Johnson. And then, guys, you have the various shows he's gone on. I listened to Rich Eisen. He tells a fabulous story about Bill Walton. Because remember, they did the Katy Perry Perry video together. So he has a great story that he tells. Al Franken, also a Grateful Dead follower like Bill. So they formed a friendship there. He does an awesome tribute to Bill. Dan Le Batard, I watched their tribute to him, and then I watched one time that Bill came on the show. Absolutely. If you can go on YouTube, find it, where Dan Le Batard asks him how he's doing, and Bill Walton goes 7 minutes straight until he stops and asks another question. That was Bill Walton, man. If you don't rein him in, he'll just keep going. So that's something you could check out on YouTube. Also, there's a clip there from NBA Today on ESPN with Malika Andrews. She was talking to Mike Breen, and Mike Breen tells this absolutely heartbreaking story about Bill Walton, what he did for Mike Breen's dad, who was suffering from Alzheimer's at the time. Awesome story. Dave Patch, he's been on a number of different shows giving his perspective, his longtime partner in the booth. And then Larry Bird, he does a tribute, I believe, on Yahoo Sports. If you get a chance to check it out, where he talks about his friend, Bill Walton. And there's a myriad of others that you can find on Twitter or X. But all of that to say, for me, I just enjoyed, I only got to see him play, you know, after all the surgeries and so forth when he was with the Boston Celtics. Of course, me being a Knicks fan, I'm not too thrilled about that. But it was something about Bill where I was like, Okay, it's Bill Walton. Okay. But yeah, and in terms of his commentating, I loved it. I loved it because you could see his passion for the game. Sure, he gave you crazy hyperbole, but that was just part of the entertainment of the game. You know, there's some people that, you know, want the people in the booth to be so serious. But Bill wasn't. He could have made room for that, but he wanted to bring fun to the booth. And you got to respect that. I did. So I say all that to say I love the guy. Anytime he came on, because he used to come on Michael Kay's show, and I would watch when he came on there. So an absolute character, someone who was good for the game. Somebody full of life, somebody full of zeal, and somebody who just want to put a smile on your face. And I heard a couple of people say it, but the world just got a little sadder because we don't have Bill Walton. So condolences to his wife, Lori, and to his boys, Luke, Nate, Chris, and Adam. We send our condolences to you at this moment in time. Bill will be missed, and he's loved by millions and millions for what he has brought to the game of basketball. The true ambassador of the game of basketball, a giant in more ways than one, not just his height, but his personality, his character, and the man himself. So just wanted to do that quick spotlight. Guys, I'll be giving you the NBA Finals preview shortly, and then I'll also talk some WNBA stuff. A lot going on there. A lot of people I got to take to the woodshed, so we'll get to that, but I had to do this tribute here. All right, guys, so with that said, All Things Basketball with GD.com. That's the website there. You can support me on the website. I got a bunch of buttons over there. You can support me there. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify. You can support me that way. Cash App, GD, that sports dude. $GD, that sports dude. That's the Cash App if you want to support this podcast. By all means, do, guys. And then on all the platforms, I'm there. YouTube, I'm there as well. Apple Podcasts, leave reviews, all those sort of things. And on the socials, I'm there in some kind of capacity. You just got to search and you'll find me. All right, guys. So that said, with all that said, thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is always appreciated. And I just thank you very much for listening to this tribute to the great Bill Walton. All right, guys, until then, we'll talk soon. Deuces.